The Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce calls out Utah's senators for their inaction on immigration reform. Utah's Attorney General sends a letter to Congress encouraging immigration reform. And the Ogden-Hinkley Airport Control Tower will stay open for now. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Business leaders in Utah say they're disappointed in the state's two U.S. senators for trying to delay comprehensive immigration reform while the economy suffers. But Republican Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee say they're not ready to back a catch-all bill, especially if it contains a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Congress returned from spring break this week with immigration reform at the top of the agenda. Salt Lake Chamber President and CEO Lane Beatty says for members of Utah's delegation to say they need more time is ridiculous.
I don't know of an issue that has had more time, more discussion, more promises, more disappointment than immigration.
Beatty and the CEOs of Chambers of Commerce from across the state are echoing the desperate need for high-skilled labor in the state of Utah and across the nation. Cache Chamber President and CEO Sandy Emil says the state also needs employees in the agriculture industry.
We have crops that are rotting in fields. We have meat packing plants that are not working at full steam.
In a statement, Senator Hatch says he is working to solve the nation's immigration problems. He points to several of his legislative efforts, including the Immigration Innovation Act, which allows highly educated, American-trained foreign workers to remain in the U.S. He adds he's working to find a guest worker solution for the country's agriculture needs. A bipartisan group of senators known as the Gang of Eight is expected to unveil an immigration package this week. Hatch told KUER in a previous interview he's yet to see an actual bill and he won't back bullet points.
When you start putting into an actual bill form, that's when you run into all of the roadblocks and that's where you run into the criticisms that inevitably arise. If it's not well thought through, it may turn out to be not nearly the successful bill that people think it they should have.
In a statement last week, GOP Senator Mike Lee says he's skeptical of a comprehensive bill and would like to see Congress first tackle enforcement and fixing the broken visa system. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Utah Attorney General John Swallow is encouraging Congress to enact immigration reform. Swallow is part of a bipartisan group of 35 attorney generals who sent a letter to federal leaders calling for reform that improves the immigration system, keeps communities safe, and protects borders. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
John Swallow says drug crime, identity theft issues, and gangs tied to illegal immigration are threatening Utah's safety and economy.
We are really getting hurt in this state because Congress has neglected to do its job. And we, AGs, 35 of us across the country, are saying, now's the time. We're going to do everything we can to encourage Congress to have the courage, the political courage, to take this issue and resolve it once and for all.
Swallow says it's not his job to recommend policy, but he does suggest that states should have input on the visa system and the number of immigrant workers needed.
I don't know why Utah doesn't have a say in how many migrant workers we have in our own state. It's a local issue, and we deal with local economies. And so I think they should involve input from the states as they go through this process. But at the end of the day, it really is a congressional process.
Swallow says he trusts Congress to come up with a fair solution. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
The Ogden-Hinkley Airport Control Tower will stay in operation at least until June 15th, following a last-minute decision by the Federal Aviation Administration. KUER's Bob Nelson has that story.
Federal budget cuts due to sequestration are threatening 149 similar operations across the country because contractors run the towers. Royal Eccles is the airport manager in Ogden. He says his issue isn't so much with Congress as it is with the FAA.
Our issue was that the FAA didn't follow the procedures that they need to follow in order just to close all these towers. There's a huge risk to safety involved.
Eccles says the FAA always requires a safety management system or SMS assessment. He says without that, people could die. He believes the politics involved in the sequester could directly affect the safety of residents in the area because all flights coming into Hill Field fly right over Ogden-Hinkley airspace. Republican Congressman Rob Bishop is the representative for the area. He says the FAA is just being lazy because it hasn't considered that the two towers are only 3.5 miles from each other.
So the interface between the military and the airport makes this a unique situation that the FAA should have considered in the first place but didn't.
Bishop says if the FAA does end up closing the tower, control operations at the tower at Hill Air Force Base will be expected to take over to keep residents safe. Eccles is hoping it never comes to that. Bob Nelson, KUER News.
Federal prosecutors say they won't pursue 8 drug cases that originated with the West Valley City Police Department. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the U.S. Attorney's Office issued a statement saying it was aware of allegations involving the city's neighborhood narcotics unit. That unit has since been disbanded and the FBI is investigating its operations. One of its officers, Detective Sean Cowley, is being fired by the department. When Sal Johnny got a phone call saying his grandson was in jail and needed bail money to get out, he was concerned. But he was also wary, so he called his daughter, Francine Johnny, who's also the director of the Utah Department of Commerce. She assured him it was a scam, something that's commonly used to victimize elderly people. Johnny is hoping her own family's experience will prompt other grandparents to verify information from callers before they send money. An online video of a paraglider kicking an owl in flight could land its maker in jail, but authorities aren't sure who's responsible. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's investigating the case. The background of the video looks like Utah Lake to many of the people who've seen it. 4 horses and several goats were killed when a fire broke out on a farm outside of Orem early yesterday. Utah County Fire Marshal Dennis Barker says the farm tenants had started a fire in a barn barrel on Monday, and the embers from the barrel escaped and started animal stalls burning. Barker says the tenants likely won't be cited for an illegal burn. He says that would add insult to injury. And finally, Utah is bucking the national trend after its gas prices went up 13 cents over the past month. AAA says the average price in Utah is $3.54 per gallon, slightly lower than the national mark of $3.58. Utah is one of 4 states that saw gas prices go up in past few weeks. AAA says the other 46 are benefiting from the decreasing cost of crude oil and because companies have completed their switch over to summer blend gasoline. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, April 10th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.